Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. I'm Jim Donovan alongside Nathan Zagura. And here we go. A big week. Sunday, game number 3 in the year. The Browns committed 1-1. The Ravens in it 1-1. First of all, the dog pound, which was roaring last Sunday, and which, to a man, all of the players on the Browns say it was a huge factor in helping them get past the Saints. And it was a problem for the Saints. I hope the dog pound is in good voice on Sunday.
No question. This is a huge game, a division game. Have an opportunity to go into the bye week 2-1. And the dog pound brought it last Sunday. And I think when it comes to the Ravens, they're going to kick it up a notch and they'll be loud. Mike Pettine said the ground was shaking and he wants to hear it shaking again this week.
All right, let's go into the ball game right now. The Browns running game is fascinating. First of all, to be saying that sentence that the Browns have a running game. They beat the Ravens here last year, and it was amazing because they had no running game at all in that game. 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, those became passing downs for the Browns. Now, they were successful at doing it, but it's very unconventional. You're not going to live long successfully in the NFL playing that way. All right, these two rookies have been just terrific so far. Now, can they run against this Raven defense?
That's the question. Haloti Ngaha anchors this run defense. It's allowing just 89 yards a game for the Ravens, but I think the Browns can. They're committed to the run. The zone scheme creates a lot of movement. You've got two very good one-cut runners in Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell. Big reason why the Browns are averaging over 5 yards a carry. And I think the way that the Ravens pursue the football, there will be those cutback lanes and the opportunities for some big plays on the ground.
Here's a matchup to watch in passing situations. Watch Elvis Dumervil. Dumervil has made a lot of money in his success against the Browns. He had a big 4-sack game one time when he was playing for the Denver Broncos against the Browns. But even coming to the Ravens, he's got like 10 sacks in his career against the Browns. That is one that bears watching.
Absolutely. Mitchell Schwartz is going to have his hands full. Last year, 10 quarterback pressures from Dumervil in 2 games against the Browns, 1 sack, 3 quarterback hits. So Schwartz has to be able to lock him down. That's the key to this bootleg game, this play action game, giving the quarterback time to deliver the football. That's going to be a big one to watch, because if they can't control the edge, and Kyle Shanahan doesn't like to chip with his tight ends, doesn't like to get his backs involved, it's going to be pretty much Schwartz one-on-one with Dumervil. That's going to be a pivotal matchup.
All right, so that's one to watch all day long. Here's another thing to watch. Last week, it was a great tight end, Jimmy Graham, against the Browns defense, and of course, the Browns did not control him, but nobody controls him. This is different this week, but you have two tight ends this week. The Ravens go with Dennis Pitta and Owen Daniels. Daniels comes off a 2-touchdown game against the Steelers, and Pitta is all put back together again after having a down year last year.
No question. They're the security blanket for Joe Flacco on third down and in the red zone, where both the Daniels touchdowns came a week ago. They're the only tight end tandem in the league where both have at least 9 catches through the first 2 weeks. But the good news is neither one is averaging 10 yards a catch. They're not the playmakers that Jimmy Graham can be singularly as the all-world tight end. The key for the Browns will be to limit those guys out wide with Torrey Smith and Steve Smith. And if they can do that, Joe Flacco will try to force the ball into some tight windows, and that's where the turnovers can happen.
All right, let's talk about the quarterbacks. We'll talk about Flacco first. He's 11-1 lifetime against the Browns. All of these quarterbacks have great career numbers.
A little too good
against the Browns. That's going to change as things get better here. Let's talk about Flacco, though. I mean, he really looks settled in this year. He's got better targets, as you mentioned. He's got Steve Smith. He still has Torrey Smith. He's got the tight ends now. What about the whole offense with him running it?
Listen, they're running that Gary Kubiak offense, so he has nice reads. He's utilizing play action. He's got a very strong arm. And they really picked up the pieces that were missing last year when Anquan Boldin was traded away and Pitta got injured. Now he gets Steve Smith in that Boldin role. Pitta's back in a second tight end in Daniel. So he's got the complete package right now. Where he struggled early in the year is getting the ball down the field. He hasn't made those big plays that he's known for with his strong arm. The Browns have to continue that trend, make him move the ball down the field in small chunks, not big chunks.
Now watch out for Torrey Smith. A quiet start to the year so far for him. He only has 4 catches on the season coming into the game. All right, Brian Hoyer's been efficient. He's been a leader, and just stay on that path, and he'll be okay.
Absolutely. 131 now. They made a rule change and ruled a pass into a run last week on that screen to Gabriel. 131 attempts in a row without an interception for Hoyer. That's the key, not turning the ball over. The last time a Mike Pettine defense faced Joe Flacco, he threw 5 interceptions against the Buffalo Bills, and the Ravens lost that game. Hoyer's got to manage the game, take care of the football, and when those few deep opportunities present themselves, as they have in each of the first 2 games, he's going to have to hit one of those big plays to a guy like Travis Benjamin.
Final point, and this is interesting, and we haven't talked about this a great deal coming into this game. I'd like to see the Browns get a little more out of their return game. So far, it's been very, very quiet. We'd like to see Benjamin get loose and get free and loose with that speed. Now, on the other side, Jacoby Jones is a real problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Return to kick in the Super Bowl that really kind of helped cement that Ravens victory. He is somebody they have to limit. Special teams is going to be big because that controls field position in what could be a sloppy game driven by the weather, some short three and outs. You want to control field position. Your return game can help that. Marlon Moore will now be the kick returner instead of Travis Benjamin. They thought he did a great job in the preseason, and hopefully he can help tilt the field in the favor of the Browns.
Yeah, he really did. He exploded during the preseason. It really won him a spot on the team. There you have it. That's the preview. The Browns and Ravens set to go. We kick it off Sunday afternoon at First Energy Stadium, the home of the Browns, at 1 o'clock. And remember, on the radio side, Nathan, Doug Deacon, and myself will have the call of the game on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us on Cleveland Browns Today here on ClevelandBrowns.com.